This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump said on Thursday his administration would issue an executive order advising police departments to adopt national standards for the use of force. Speaking at a campaign-style event at a church in Dallas, Trump added that his support is unwavering for police and said progress would not be made by labeling millions of Americans as racist.
Unfortunately, there are some trying to stoke division and to push an extreme agenda which we won't go for that will produce only more poverty, more crime, more suffering.
Trump's comments were his first offering of policy proposals on policing and race following the death on May 25th of George Floyd, an African-American man who died after a Minneapolis policeman knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. His death prompted a wave of protest in U.S. cities and across the world, re-energizing the Black Lives Matter racial justice movement. America's top military officer says he made a mistake last week in accompanying President Donald Trump on a walk through a Washington park that had been cleared of largely peaceful protesters. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley was in his combat uniform as he walked with the presidential entourage through Lafayette Park shortly after authorities used force to clear it. In remarks to a National Defense University commencement ceremony, Milley says, "I should not have been there," saying his presence created a perception of the military being involved in domestic politics. Milley's statement risks backlash from a president sensitive to any perceived criticism of events he staged. The Pentagon's relations with the White House are tense after a disagreement over the president's threat to use active duty troops to tamp down civil unrest. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. India has reported a record of nearly 10,000 new coronavirus cases within a 24-hour period, with health services in the cities of Mumbai, New Delhi, and Chennai swamped by the rising infections. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
India's tally has reached nearly 300,000 confirmed cases, the fifth highest in the world, with just over 8,000 deaths. The spike comes as the government moves ahead with the reopening of restaurants, shopping malls and places of worship in most of India after lockdown of more than 2 months. Subways, hotels and schools remain closed. The actual infection numbers are thought to be higher because of limited testing. The health ministry said it was ramping up the capacity with daily testing of more than 145,000 people. I'm Zaria Shakili.
As states roll back lockdowns, the coronavirus is beginning to reemerge. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
21 states report increases in coronavirus cases since they ease stay-at-home orders and other restrictions. An AP check finds a variety of reasons for those spikes. Texas has more than 2,100 people in the hospital with COVID-19, a surge that follows thousands flocking to beaches and water parks over the Memorial Day weekend. Arizona residents did something similar when they were allowed to leave their homes in mid-May, hitting the bars and restaurants, ignoring social distancing guidelines. Hospitals are at some 80% of capacity in that state. Experts are worried about additional spikes in the next week or so in the wake of nationwide protests following the death of George Floyd at the hands of police. I'm Tim McGuire.
Another week of a declining number of applications for jobless aid, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports 1.5 million more laid-off workers were seeking unemployment benefits.
The Labor Department says 1.5 million workers applied for unemployment benefits last week. The 10th straight week, the number of applications for jobless aid has declined. However, that figure shows many Americans are still losing their jobs as the economy begins to recover from the coronavirus pandemic. The number of people receiving jobless aid fell slightly, an indication that some workers who were laid off have been recalled, but nearly 21 million people are still considered unemployed. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Concerns about the U.S. economy and the possible reemergence of the coronavirus in the United States sent stock prices tumbling on Thursday. The Dow was down 6.9%, the S&P lost 5.89%, and the NASDAQ dropped by 5.27%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.